What up, K-State Nation? What's going on? Eddie Greer again for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University. Hold on. Don't check for a minute. All right, we good. Here on this Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026. Yes, sir, baby. Woo! Fired up for many reasons. Well, only a few reasons. Well, there's two of them in the boot. One, the result last night. I could have just kept on running. Two, Kansas State baseball back in victory, in the win column there. I almost said victory lane. That's a NASCAR reference, but same damn thing. I guess your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in to this latest episode of the podcast. Getting straight into it here with K-State baseball. They were in action before I was in action yesterday for their midweek game, K-State. Wins, beats, and I was a little, and actually, yours truly was a little, kind of a little concerned a little bit, because with these teams, look, Omaha game, you let Omaha come into your building, way under 500, beat you right there, and you're on the road, this game, you're on the road facing a less than subpar, no shade at Grand Canyon, but looking at the record, this is a bad baseball team, and you got to come out and assert your dominance. And D. Kennedy did just that. Setting the tone. Another home run for him. And oh, by the way, we won this ball game 8-3 yesterday out there in Phoenix, Arizona there. And K-State. And this team trailed early in this game. My gut. It's coming true a little bit. But hey, I mean, your leader, D. Kennedy steps up, hits a home run this ball game right there. Let's get into what P. Hughes said after this game here. Of course, again, for what the 100th time K-State had an opportunity to sweep a Big 12 opponent, and you didn't do that. So you're coming off again that game where you had a chance to sweep Oklahoma State a few weeks ago, didn't do that. And this last weekend, you had a chance to sweep a bad Arizona team, which, again, I gotta give them credit. It proved me wrong. Was very competitive. Gave K-State fits all series, and fortunately, K-State was able to win that series, but again, could have been different right there. But K-State gets this win, and D. Kennedy, before we get to Pete Hughes, cranked out his 17th home run of the season there with that home run shot there. And of course, that propelled the K-State offense to do a little bit more than that. Quote, proud of our guys finishing up a tough road trip at this part of the season. For us to win 3 out of 4 and still play with energy and hot and uncomfortable conditions was impressive. We played with great energy today in our fourth game, which was awesome, end quote. And then I want to continue here with this. And bear with me here. Ever since that race last night, for what, and this is twice, two times that I've done. Allergies have come up. So I'm trying to work past that. The spring light conditions, and this recording this in the morning doesn't help. But I record this podcast in the morning anyway. So we're working through it like usual. And then again, going back to Pete Hughes here, your head coach, manager, whatever you want to call it, of this Kansas State baseball team. Quote, Colin Feaser, let our offense get settled in and extend a lead, and we showed some great plate discipline and took advantage of some walks that kind of provided our scoring for today. Caden Carl had a great day with 8 putouts in center field while in a triple short of the cycle. Overall, proud of our guys. Great effort on game 4 of the road trip, end quote, there as well. We take a look at the box score here. Real quick on the podcast, all things K-State Sports Podcast, K-State 8, Grand Canyon 3, Eddie Greer for this winning postcast again, the Pearl Bunch Podcast, all things K-State Sports. Yeah, so you're trailing 3-1 after two innings, and then K-State tied the game. Well, hold on. No, 3-1, 3-1. They cut the lead, Grand Canyon lead, to win there. Yeah, Grand Canyon, by the way, that was all the scoring they did. First inning and the second inning. That was it for them. And then won the fifth to tie the game. Was D. Kennedy hit that game time home run right there. And then K-State, 5 and a 6th inning, put him over the top right there. Cohen Feaser, as he's just mentioned there, gets the win. Jay Smith gets the loss of Grand Canyon right there as well. Caden Carl has been sensational. I don't know when he took over center field. It was some point early in the season. He has not looked back. Caden Carl's kind of come up with some huge hits. And Caden Carl, let's see where he was at in the lower order. Now I'm going out of order a little bit here. 5, 6. Caden Carl hit 7th. 3 for 5 with that home run there in this ballgame. D. Kennedy, addition with that home run. 3 for 5. So he and Caden Carl each had 3 hits in this ball game for Kansas State and drove in a pair of runs. Well, D. Kennedy drove in a pair of runs. AJ Iskovosko drove in a pair of runs, but AJ Iskovosko was 1 for 5 in the ball game. There, Grant Gallagher over 2. Ty Simulowski 1 for 3 with a run driven in. Let's see. My guy Shantero, 1 for 4 in the game. Micah Kendrick, 1 for 5 in the ball game. We had 3 catchers. We had all the catchers apparently playing this ball game. Chandler Murray, usually plays first base, catch a little bit, and Shane McGahan also was in the game as well. Barrett Matlack, I was over 3 in this game, so I don't know, was that design? Was that to get Bear a break there in the end of this road trip? Or injury, which hope not, but I don't know. But Nick English had to wear the over hat, 0 for 5 in this ball game. But hey, K-State, what matters again is that win column. And K-State there had to, again, battle back against a inferior opponent in Grand Canyon yesterday afternoon by the count of 8-3. The Pro Puncher Podcast, all things K-State sports, baby. This Wildcat Podcast doesn't stop on the Friday night. We keep things moving throughout the weekend, whether that is track and field. And I did not put that episode up part 2 last night, so my apologies on that, but that is going to come out tonight, where, oh yeah, by the way, your men's track and field team coming off a dub in Eugene, that's coming out tonight. So again, we're a daily podcast, and sometimes we post two times a day, like y'all getting tonight. Yes, tonight, we're going to bear down tonight for that. So there's that. Obviously, fall sports, before we know it, going to be here snapping a finger, led by new head coach, the return of Colin Klein. K-State, anticipation of the football season, Avery Johnson and all that. Yep, and then, of course, on the flip side, men's basketball also have a new coach as well. Jeff Mitty getting some new international players on his team for this upcoming fall. Lot in the platter there. And there was an episode yesterday rechecking in a little bit on the women's volleyball and soccer teams there as well. So, yeah, we're going to be doing that. So fall is going to be coming up pretty fast as well. So you want to make sure you're tapped into this Everyday K-State Podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, which includes women's rowing. This game was in Arizona. Grand Canyon, we're going to check in with them. Cannon Peary was 1 for 3 in game, drove in a pair of runs there, what's the simple math here? 70% of the runs for Grand Canyon in the ball game. Austin Haley got a start for K-State. Lasted 2 innings. 3 hits. Gave up all the runs. All those earned. A walk. No strikeouts. Cohen Feaser had to be one of the players, if not the top 2 players this game. 4 innings pitched. A hit. Nothing. Walk. 2 strikeouts. Adam Arthur and Miles Smith. Miles Smith went 1 1/3. Adam Arthur went 1 2/3 there. Billy Gregory got a start for Grand Canyon. He went 2 1/3, 2 hits, 2 runs. Those were earned, a walk, 1 strikeout. And then you had 5 more pitchers come in for Grand Canyon as we come from behind from an early deficit to beat Grand Canyon yesterday out there in Phoenix, Arizona here. Let me see here. Yesterday marked the 4th time that this team, K-State, has met up with the Grand Canyon Lopes Yes, that is their mascot. There is a mascot there. Yep, and they stay unbeaten. They're 4-0 against Grand Canyon now. And then here's another stat here. 23. This was game number 23.
Real track in Darlington, like.
And we don't need to hear. And I don't know why. I don't know why I just pressed that. We don't need to hear Jordan Bianchi right now. yeah. So 23. Yeah, so, okay, so I thought that said runs right there. It did not. Okay, so, yeah, 23 out of 24 games this year. After 41 games, 23 of them. K-State offense have recorded double-digit hits in those games there as well. So there's that. Caden Carl, back to him real quick. We mentioned D. Kennedy's 17th home run. Caden Carl, after this game, now has 5 home runs on the 2026 season there as well. And then back to D. Kennedy real quick. That home run yesterday, 32nd extra base hit of the season. He's now the 13th player in K-State history with 32 or more extra base hits in a season. And 6th player under Pete Hughes there as well. And then, of course, I mean, let me circle back around to Chandler Murray a little bit. Chandler Murray on a 5-game hitting streak. So there's that for you right there. As well, next up for K-State. That's what I'm talking about. Sunflower Showdown this weekend. KU comes to Manhattan for the baseball edition of the Sunflower Showdown. Dylan's, I should say, I better put this in there. Even though Dylan's is not a sponsor of this podcast. But Dylan's Sunflower Showdown going down. Twenty Family Stadium this weekend. Oh yeah, and they have the 16th ranked Kansas Jayhawks come in there. Ooh, golden opportunity for K State here to get back to protecting home field. They've uncharacteristically have lost games at Twenty Family Stadium. Pro Watcher Podcast, all things Kansas sports for another minute or two. Eddie Greer for another winning postcast edition of the show. What is that? But anyways, so Kansas. Your 16th ranked of the season there, 16th ranked team in the top 25, 29-11, 14-4. That's Kansas right there. And oh, by the way, we see here K-State now, yesterday, picking up their 26th win of 2026 with this 8-3 win over Grand Canyon Lopes, and now they'll set their eyes on trying to take the series away from their in-state rival, Dylan Sunflower Showdown in Kansas. The Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas sports you can get, or a podcast found free and available daily, which is to record Kansas State content. Y'all know what time it is, baby. Make sure y'all tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, I don't know what you have been doing all year long. Again, appreciate the support each and every day of the show. Well, obviously, because we're doing the podcast. I cannot believe you guys, particularly K-State Nation, and, of course, others that are not affiliated with K-State, to listen to me rattle off K-State content. We're continuing to move it throughout the weekend here. Huge weekend for Pete Hughes and the squad coming up. They'll welcome their in-state rival, the 16th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks, Toyton Family Stadium, for I'll probably say a monumental series there as well as Kansas comes in up in there 16th ranked. like I say, rivalry games, a lot of weird things happen. And I think it really K-State should have a better record, a little bit better record than what it is. But hey, you have an opportunity here to really add to that resume. And it starts this weekend on Friday back home against KU. Alex Hayden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode, winning postcast edition in the books of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports with cats.